This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, an Ella's Leash production. Heard as a podcast around the world, but heard first on radio stations 100.7 WHUD FM and Real Country 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Shine On, bringing you healers and dreamers and people who want to make life richer. It's your time to shine on. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. So much to talk about. And you're going to meet a wonderful lady who's going to explain an enormous happening in the sky that's coming in a couple of weeks. First, for all of you who tuned in to last week's show, I talked all about gratefulness.org and how I'm going to speak to Christy Nelson. We have a date on the calendar. We're going to speak on Tuesday. And I got part of that story wrong. I thought she invented gratefulness.org. She's the executive director, but she didn't invent it. The brother, whose quote we used last week, that's who invented it. David Stendel Rast. Remember I said he did the foreword of the book, Wake Up Grateful, and we also used his quote at the end? He's the one who invented gratefulness.org. And then Christy Nelson became the executive director. If none of this makes sense to you, listen to last week's podcast or just tune in for next week when Christy Nelson will be our guest. And please, if you haven't already, sign up for the daily inspirational email that you'll get at gratefulness.org. Now, there's something else I want to tell you about, a free thing that I'm a part of that starts December 8th. It's an 11-day summit of speakers. All free. 22 different speakers. It's called Activate Your Joy Muscle. And you can get it all free. Or I think there's a little bit of a fee if you wanted to buy the audio to have forever. But you don't need that. Get it for free on my website, casey.co. It's called Activate Your Joy Muscle. And I'm going to speak on the last day, on the 18th of December. And in my session, it's just an interview with Marilyn, the woman who put it all together. I have a big reveal, something I've been doing behind the scenes for the past couple of years. I'm finally coming out of the closet with that. I don't know, felt like the right time. Activate your joy muscle, casey.co, sign up now. And it's free, and I believe that starts on Tuesday. You don't want to miss any of that. Okay, have you heard about the Great Conjunction? Two planets are going to meet in the sky, and it's going to look like one great big star. And we're going to be able to see this, like over Christmas week, the Great Conjunction. It happens every 20 years, but this happening has all the astrologers talking about. So I was introduced this week to a woman by the name of Vicky Howie. Actually, she's in Arizona, so we Zoomed this call that you're going to hear, and I sound a little weird because it's on Zoom. I don't know. I have to get a better microphone. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But it was so fun because I was like having a glass of wine with my dog on my lap and talking to Vicky Howie. She's so energized. And chakraboosters.com, that's her website. She has these cute little, I don't know what you call them, cute little tattoos, temporary tattoos that you can use on your chakras. Fun, right? Like a human color form. Remember color forms? Oh, I love those so much, the color forms. Anyway, Vicky Howie looks at everything through the prism of chakras, and she's all jazzed about this great conjunction and how it is going to open us up to our more authentic selves as we ground into the earth. Just come along for the ride and then look up in the sky in a couple of weeks, and we've got a great meditation in here from Vicky Howie, who's going to talk about the big star in the sky.
The Great Conjunction, because this is the big, big, some people say a 4,000 year cycle, some say a 200, and some say a 20. I think the 200 is for sure, and the 4,000 is very possible as well. The 20 is not enough, because every 20 years, Jupiter and Saturn, which are like your crown chakra, your highest and your lowest, Saturn is your root chakra, they come together, and it's been called the Great Conjunction. And when they come together, for the last over 200 years, it's been in earth signs. So we've been a very material world. But since what? Late 60s? I was growing up as a child, even hearing about the age of Aquarius. This is actually the portal. This is the true portal. It's not a done deal. It's not going to happen overnight in one night. But this is what I would call the official beginning on the 21st of December of the age of Aquarius that we've been talking about for so long. And here's why. Because you have this expansive thing, the Great Conjunction, happening for the first time in over 200 years in an air sign, and not just any air sign, in Aquarius, which is about the new age. It's about innovative thinking. It's about collective, more egalitarian thinking, more grassroots than top down. It's spiritually oriented. It's so innovative and future oriented. Think of almost like future time travel and psychic abilities. Like, it taps into these other abilities that we're really just beginning to understand, that are part of our makeup, that are actually part of our makeup. So we're becoming these less dense, less material world oriented beings and moving more into our spiritual nature. But here is what's really key, is we're doing it in, we're taking our bodies along this time. That's what's so exciting for me, because people talk a lot about us ascending, but they forget that in order to ascend, if I build a big building going up, or if a tree grows really high, it must grow deeper roots. It must be built with a deeper foundation. And that's what's exciting about what's happening right now, because I believe we're doing what I call bisension or expansion, which is we're growing upward into more heightened, lighter, more spiritual intelligence, and we're grounding into our bodies in a deeper, more responsible way.
Going into an air sign, and that's more about what you just said, loftier ideas, is that right?
Or more spiritual ideas for specifically Aquarius. Air is the mental, you're right. So it's more thinking, more ideas, like Gemini is an air sign as well, Libra is an air sign. But Aquarius is a sign that is about literally innovation. We almost don't know. It's so quirky. It's the weirdo. It's the one out on the edge, the innovator. Some call it the black sheep. And what's interesting is it's Jupiter and Saturn are conjunct in Aquarius at 0 degrees, which says new beginning, new beginning. It's almost 1 degrees, but it's right there at the beginning. And they're right next to each other. So you have the opposites right next to each other, our crown and our root. And we're going to be able to see it in the sky, by the way. You can watch it. They'll look like, on maybe on Christmas on the 25th, they're going to look like one big bright star. They'll be so close. There's something about following a shining star, right? Or that it's shining upon us to baptize this new era. But no matter what your religion is, this is the astrology that's affecting all of us. And it is super exciting because it's basically saying that Saturn, which is usually laws, limits, we've seen Saturn this year a lot, and especially been seeing Capricorn too, which is limits, COVID, boundaries, law, old rules, old regulations. This is basically saying when you have regulations, the outlier person, the innovator's kicked out. Like, you know, when you have a family that's really tight and we must do it this way, the black sheep's like, you're out of here.
Yeah.
What we're seeing is, it looks like now when Saturn comes into 0 degrees Aquarius, it's saying to us, we're going to have new room for all of us to be who we really are and be together and collective.
All right. So for the last 200 years, the hippies have been using the side door. And for the next 200, they're coming in the front door. Is that what?
Oh, well, I can't say the next. I can't say. I want to be very clear that I noticed that we have a very masculine mental sort of attitude in our culture. So we tend to think things happen like that. Like, we turn a light switch like a toggle. But like spring, we, for instance, this is happening on winter solstice or summer solstice if you're in the southern hemisphere, right? So for us in the northern hemisphere, it's winter solstice. So it's just another strong, it's just one more thing that's saying 0 degrees, two planets, they're absolute opposite, only come together every 20 years, but this time it's the first time in an air sign in over 200 years, and they're cuddling with each other, and it's happening on solstice, which is one of the four major turning points of the year. So everything is saying turning point, turning point. Still, even if you have something where you have the spring begins on the 21st of March, you, or 22nd, whenever it ends up being, you don't just see the plants go, it's spring, boop. They don't just open. You get what I'm saying? There's a process that happens. And many say that this process begins officially literally on the 21st at that 0 degree Aquarius. And it's going to move a lot until Pluto finishes, till 2024 when Pluto comes into Aquarius. Because Pluto is the great changer. Pluto's the one that says, I'm going to turn over every rug and we're going to make sure all the junk is out. Everything's clear. Shake it all out. Right. So many are saying that that's when. So I would say you're looking at a real clear beginning, but it's a beginning. It's a sprout coming up and saying, let's go. Let's do this.
So what does this new beginning look like in our lives?
Well, if we acknowledge it, it looks like things like, first of all, it looks like a more collective energy, which is also a more individualized energy, because collective energies before have tended to be oppressive or top down, or you must do this. But this is an energy where we actually, our differences make us want to come together. We're interested in each other. We get to be more innovative, more unique. It means more awareness of our spiritual birthright, that we aren't just material beings. Yes, we are material beings for this material time, but we're also, we're spiritual at base. It's the energy that makes us the material that we are. And this equates into, how would I explain? This to me is the most beautiful way to explain the age of Aquarius, is that we are coming into, I almost see like, I won't say time travel, but it's as if we will perceive time differently. If we step fully into this portal, things will be lighter. They will be airier. Things will be easier. Time will pass maybe a little differently, a little easier. Less stress. If you continue to fight the planets and stay in a very 3D, very me against you, very material world perspective, you may have a completely different experience.
What should we be doing? Is there anything we should do on the solstice and the great conjunction? Any way we can prepare for this new way of, for the ushering in of this new age?
I feel like it could be so different for each person, Casey, because it's so much about acknowledging that you are supported in, by spirit, by consciousness, by the universe, whatever you want to call it, that you are supported now more than ever in being your real self. So my invitation to anyone would be to be as real as they can be, you know, like write in their journal, set out something they've been hiding or scared to be or haven't been open about themselves, and begin to be that more. I'm going into the new year creating something called circling space, and that's exactly what we do. We communicate more in a safe environment who we really are moment to moment. That's the key. We're being in the moment when we do our circles. We all get to come together in circling space, and yet we literally celebrate rather than ostracize or rather than judge differences. They become actually the quirky yumminess between us.
So that's going to be circlingspace.com?
Yep. You know, I think sometimes we, in astrology, we say Aquarius because it is a bit innovative. So it can almost be the mental, but in truth, the age of Aquarius collectively, the heart is the air chakra. So it really is heart in the way that we mean heart, not like our romantic love, but in acceptance. This place where you come and you get to just be who you are. You get to be loved. Exactly. That's what we're all longing for. It's what we're all wanting. And hopefully, when you ask me, what are we creating? I hope we're creating a planet of that. More circling, more collective wisdom, more collective support, but not support that says you need to be a particular way, but rather support that says, who are you uniquely? Because, you know, we're all longing for connection. It's probably, I think in some ways, COVID, actually, ironically, when I did the numerology on COVID, it was fours and sevens. It was spirituality, heart. It was really funny. I did it for coronavirus when it first came out, and I did a video on it on YouTube for chakra boosters. And basically, I think COVID has been this just pointer to this culmination. December is just all about us really going, we're longing to be together. We're longing to really realize what matters and not make, we're longing, many, so many people have gone, I don't need that. I didn't need to shop so much. I could let go of this. I could let go of that. We're letting go of material things, right? Because we're moving out of the ages where we were in the more material world. We're moving now into the air, the heart, the thinking, the innovation.
Okay, yeah. What about our chakras as we prepare for this new thing that's happening in the sky that ushers in the age of Aquarius? Is there anything, any chakra practice we could do to prepare? Should we be doing crown chakra meditation, root chakra meditation?
It's a great question, Casey, and I really think it depends on who you are. Because again, isn't this a great Aquarius answer? We're all individuals, and I realize that when I'm talking to a group of people. So some people are very grounded. If they're depressed or they feel heavy or they're very habitual in the way they do things, they're going to want to do more root, crown chakra stuff. They're going to want to go up. They're going to want to look to the stars. They might really make a ritual out of seeing these two come together, because you're going to see them coming together a good week before. I mean, from about the solar eclipse on the 14th on, you can watch them get closer together. And then depending on your angle, they may look the closest actually on Christmas. They may look like one bright star. There's a fancy type of alignment. I can't remember the name that's actually going to happen that will actually make them be even brighter in the sky. So it depends on where you are. But I'd say if you're more of a person who feels grounded or too grounded, stuck, depressed, set in your ways, very habitual, any of these things, use this as a solar week or a cosmos week. Look up, watch those stars get closer. Let them baptize you into being more of yourself. You know, have rituals where you're like remembering your divine rights, your divine essence, your birthright of where you came from. And then if you are a person, and I'm this type more, if you're a person who's more psychic, more upper chakra, meaning you are, some people might say you're flaky sometimes, you're very enthusiastic, you're more like Tigger than Eeyore, right? Eeyore is more lower and he needs to look to the stars. And if you're more of a Tigger like me, then you're going to want to make sure to ground for this. You're going to want to connect to that Saturn energy of just the more rooted, grounded energy, and make sure that just the fact that it's such a large cosmo energy, that that's not kind of throwing you off or overwhelming you. So I would say, you know, walk around the house barefoot if you're not in a warm area. Make sure you're really feeling the earth. You could even close your eyes and ground down. And Casey, if you want to have an overall safe one, you're not sure which of these you are, or you fall somewhere in the middle, there's a really simple, can I show you a really simple meditation to do? Okay, and if anyone's listening, you don't do this now. You can just replay this later because it's a really simple, I'll do it in a few minutes. What you're going to do is put your feet on the floor, get your feet on the floor. Just feel, be sitting up, feel your spine, because I want that vertical energy. And I want you to just imagine we're going to use your heart as the focal point. Okay, close your eyes. And on the next exhale, I want you to imagine it's active. I'm going to have you send energy from your heart all the way down through your legs into the core of the earth. Then from the core of the earth, I want you to inhale energy back up into that beautiful heart of yours. Hold it. Then I want you to exhale like a fountain out the crown of your head and give that love up to the stars, the universe. Now open like you have a funnel and inhale like there's a sunroof in your head and just bring it back down into your heart. Hold it. Exhale, press it back down into the earth, Mother Earth. On your natural inhale, take it from Mother Earth back up into your heart. Hold it. Just let it savor your heart energy for a second. And then exhale. Send it up through the crown of your head like you're just giving your love to the cosmos. One more time. Open and inhale from the cosmos through the crown into your heart. Savor it. Exhale. Give it back to Mother Earth all the way down, down, down in the core. And now just imagine that energy is going to keep moving even as you and I talk. And it's going to keep moving throughout the day, throughout the week. That's just a natural chakra healing. Chakras are not as esoteric as people make them out to be. They're just our energy centers. They're the energy equivalent to bones and flesh. And we just need to move and love them all. Move all the energy.
Move all the energy. That's Vicky with an I, V-I-C-K-I, Howie, H-O-W-I. ChakraBoosters.ie, and ChakraBoosters.com is her website. Chakra Boosters, for those little chakra stickers you can put on your body. And also CirclingSpaces.com. That's her new baby, CirclingSpaces.com. Also on the call, we talked a little bit about the Circle of Women, because what we're doing at the Circle of Women page on Facebook is what she's doing on CirclingSpaces.com in just a bigger way. But she was delighted to hear about that. Now, Vicki Howey will be back again. We've got all kinds of plans. She's got a new book. We're going to talk about numerology and astrology and chakras. She's fun. And don't forget, we've got the Great Conjunction. It's coming in a couple of weeks, and it could be the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Why not? Right? Why not? I loved that meditation. So roll this back and do that again, because that's what I'm going to be doing. That was a wonderful meditation. All right, coming up next week, we're going to talk to Christy Nelson of gratefulness.org. I'm excited about that. And sign up there at gratefulness.org so you can get your weekly email with your free word of the day, quote of the day. Those little quotes save my life. Literally, I have hundreds of them, like coming out of my purse, on my desk, at home, in my folders. Lots of fun. Looking forward to that. I hope my Zoom microphone works a little better, because I sounded like a space alien. But it's not about me. The guests are what it's all about. But this is a little bit about me. Please sign up for the free Joy Muscle Summit at Casey.co. This woman, Marilyn, from Chicago, has gotten together a group of 22 doctors and therapists and healers and wellness experts, and they're each sharing their little bit of magic about how to be our happiest and healthiest. And during this year of 2020, if you can get to listen to 22 speakers for free, all with one intention, and that is to make you feel lighter and brighter and live better, that's a good thing. So if you go to Casey.co, K-A-C-E-Y.co, there's a link there to click on for, I think it says activate your joy muscle or joy muscle. Now, during this 11-day summit, I'm going to have my presentation on the last day, and there is a pretty big reveal in there about something I've been working on for the last couple of years behind the scenes, but now feels like a really good time to unleash that. And Vicki Howey, who was just telling us about the Great Conjunction, was also saying this cycle that we're in, the new moon that's coming up, it's just a great time to start new projects with great intention. So I guess putting this out into the world sort of makes it my new project. You'll hear about it if you tune into the summit. I don't know if I'll be talking about it anywhere else for a while. Let's just see how it goes. And also, if you get a free gift, everybody on the summit, on the Joy Muscle Summit, gives you a free gift. And mine is the download of an ebook I wrote a few years ago. Oh, I know. I wrote ebooks. And I put them out into the world, and then I got embarrassed, so I pulled them back. But I had to give a free gift, so I gave the download of the ebook. And part of the gift is announcing, well, you'll just hear if you sign up. Casey.co, activate your joy muscle. I'm excited. But I just want to take a moment on a serious note to say, check in with yourself. I had to take a mental health day this week. I just had to take a day off and tend to my spirit and my soul. And mostly I just cried a lot. But it felt good. You know, we've all been under so much pressure, and we've all been working hard at just getting through each and every day during this global pandemic. So I took a day off to cry and then walk Main Street Cold Spring and do a little holiday shopping. Best medicine in the world, Main Street Cold Spring. And I just want to check in and say, take care of yourself. Take the time you need. Take the time you need. And please join us Sundays at 11 on the Zoom call. Casey.co is where you get the Zoom link. Oh, thanks to everybody who came on the Zoom for the shopping, holiday shopping at Kismet. We had a Zoom for that, and we got hacked. And there was a crazy loud music and a dancer, an animated man's torso dancing. I feel like I've experienced 2020 in the full. to get hacked on the Zoom call. Anyway, the Sundays at 11 this week, Rocio La Rosa and Rosemary Boyle Lasher will be co-hosting, special co-hosts this week, and they're talking about the light and the dark that you feel this time of year. The days are shorter, but we need to be the light and look up in the sky for that light too. All right, time for our thought for the day. And because we are awaiting the great conjunction and the possible portal to the dawn of the age of Aquarius, our thought for the day comes from the fifth dimension, who said, "Let the sun shine. Let the sun shine in. The sun shine in. Shine on." You've been listening to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, for your entertainment only. Heard Sunday mornings on 100.7 WHUD and on Real Country's 920, 1260, and 1420 AM, all in New York's Hudson Valley. Subscribe to Shine on iTunes and SoundCloud and catch a show anytime at kacey.co. That's K-A-C-E-Y.co. Shine On.